Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Logitech announced a partnership with Tencent Games to launch a dedicated cloud gaming handheld later this year. The device will support Xbox Cloud Gaming and NVIDIA's GeForce Now game streaming services. No word on pricing or a specific release date. Xiaomi announced the Mijia Glasses camera, a pair of smart glasses with a single Google Glass-style micro OLED display on the right eye, and two cameras, a 50-megapixel main shooter and an 8-megapixel periscope zoom. Xiaomi says the display can be used for real-time translation and AR effects, with other features coming in future updates. The Mijia glasses use a Qualcomm Snapdragon chipset with 3GB of RAM. Pre-orders open August 3rd for 2,499 yuan, that's about $370. The latest data from IDC shows that Chromebook shipments decreased 51.4% in the year in Q2, down to 6 million units. HP saw the biggest drop, with shipments down 78.6% in the year, dropping from first to fourth in market share. All OEMs in the top five saw double-digit declines, with Lenovo and Samsung down 54% and 57.3% respectively. IDC notes that while the declines look sharp, Chromebook shipments remain above pre-pandemic levels. Twitter began testing a way to get more app usage, letting people use the service without an account, with a feature called Try Twitter. It's offering limited functionality to some new users on iOS, letting them read tweets, follow up to 50 users, and get notifications. Product manager Laura Berkhauser said the idea is to allow users to get the Twitter timeline experience without the extra step of account creation. Microsoft launched the Outlook Lite app on Android, designed to run on low-end devices with less than 1GB of RAM and using networks as slow as 2G. It offers access to email, calendars, and contacts for Outlook.com, Hotmail, Live, MSN, Microsoft 365, and Exchange Online accounts. Insta360 announced a new 4K webcam with a 3-axis gimbal, the Insta360 Link. It uses a half-inch sensor and physically pans and zooms the camera to keep a user's face in frame. It also supports gesture control for zooming, offers a desk view mode to point the camera down for overhead content, and can go into portrait mode for vertical video. It's available now for $300. The Israeli startup InnoViz announced it will supply the LiDAR sensors and software to all Volkswagen Group brand vehicles that offer automated driving capabilities. Back in April, the company announced it would supply LiDAR sensors for 2023 BMW i7 EVs. The market for high-end CPU interconnects just got more consolidated. The Open CAPI Consortium announced it will be joining the Compute Express Link, or CXL, consortium, transferring assets to the group. Open CAPI was an extension of an IBM interconnect, supported by AMD and Xilinx as well, but mostly used in IBM's Power9 processor family. While CXL-enabled CPUs haven't actually shipped yet, and Nantech notes it's already become the sole remaining server CPU interconnect standard that can be used over the PCI Express bus. Security researchers at CloudSec published a report documenting 3,207 mobile apps leaking valid consumer key and consumer secrets for the Twitter API. Impacted apps had over 50,000 and 5 million downloads each, running the gamut between city transport apps, book readers, newspapers, banking, and cycling apps. Pinterest in-house incubator 220 released the app Shuffles, which lets users build collages using Pinterest's photo library or content from your phone. The app supports cutting out images automatically with a tap, which can be rotated, layered, and animated on a board. These can be shared with friends or publicly, and others can remix them. In earnings news, Pinterest reported it earned 11 cents per share in Q2 on revenue of $666 million, both below analyst estimates. Global monthly active users declined 5% in the year to 433 million, although that's better than analyst expectations. In its Q2, Uber lost $1.33 per share on revenue up 105% in the year to $8.07 billion. Uber posted a $2.6 billion net loss in the quarter. Of this, it attributed $1.7 billion to stakes in Aurora, Grab, and Zomato. Mobility, aka ride-hailing gross bookings, increased 57% in the year to $13.4 billion, while delivery gross bookings were up 12% to $13.9 billion. Its freight business generated $1.83 billion in revenue. Samsung launched its repair program with iFixit after announcing the program in March. This allows customers to buy replacement parts for the Galaxy S20, S21, and Tab S7 Plus devices, although not Samsung's most recent S22 phones. Customers will pay the same price as affiliated repair providers for parts. Intel's Vice President of Wireless Solutions, Eric McLaughlin, said he expects Wi-Fi 7, aka 802.11be, in laptops by 2024, before expanding to other major markets in 2025. Intel is still developing the standard and still needs Wi-Fi Alliance certification. McLaughlin says Wi-Fi 7 will offer double the frequency bandwidth and speed of Wi-Fi 6. And finally, Spotify began rolling out individual buttons for play and shuffle controls to premium subscribers, expected to come to all mobile devices in the coming weeks. Last year, Spotify began displaying a standard play button by default on album pages. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.